Time to check in with Ellen Dearden at AgriView over in Morton, Illinois. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, it's looking pretty decent on the soybean side of things, and corn fairly flat so far in the early going.
So far, beans really have been the leader both to the upside and the downside this week, so I like the fact that the beans are able to hold the 9 to 10 cent gains that we're looking at right now. November beans trading around 875, which is a dime higher. We've got something going on here, and I think the last time we went down in November beans, 870 was kind of a stopper, and we went up through that awfully easily this morning. I think that's indicative of here we go with another big sale of 130,000 metric tons of new crop beans to unknown destinations. That's the third sale in 4 days this week. Good crush margins, funds, which were sellers yesterday, obviously were buyers sometime early this morning. We're going to be talking more and more about South America, whether they're going to be stiff competition or not. Brazil has sold a lot of its beans. Argentine farmers' strike hasn't been a big factor thus far this week, and it's a week-long strike. But their elections coming up in October certainly will be. All the candidates are talking about eliminating or at least reducing the large export taxes on soybeans, and that would be certainly stiff competition to U.S. beans. On the corn side of things, the 20-day moving average on Dease corn is 379.5. We haven't been able to get enough momentum going to get up into that price area yet today. We're basically unchanged at 373.25 this morning in Dease. The wheat market's kind of been a drag on the corn. Wheat market is lower, about a nickel lower this morning, and really based on good rain prospects for the southern plains and expected increases in acreage there. The stronger dollar, we're back higher on the dollar again today, up about 65 cents, makes kind of tough to compete in the export market. That dollar this morning is at 95.72. The other thing that I'm watching here is a strong crude oil. It seems to me that the $38 support area has held so far this week, and we're back up above $40 a barrel in the nearby crude. So we're seeing just a little bit firmer export situation there. In the crude market, too. On the livestock side of things, the cattle are really pretty darn strong this morning, up more than $2. The October up $2.20 at $142.57 last. And the feeder cattle, I thought that were totally dead in the water, down up $2.62 at $200.72 in the active SEP. The hog market's been the one that's been higher earlier this week. We've taken some money off the table there. What we're seeing is China exports of pork, imports from the United States of pork via Smithfield, which they now own, has been pretty darn strong. So my expectations on the hog market is probably pretty flat, maybe a little bit firmer. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Happy trading.